Random House Audio presents Griftopia, Bubble Machines, Vampire Squids, and the Long Con That Is Breaking America by Matt Taibbi. This is Patrick Egan. Chapter 1. The Grifter Archipelago, or Why the Tea Party Doesn't Matter. Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, the roar of the crowd is deafening. Arms akimbo, as the crowd pushes and shoves in violent excitement, I manage to scribble in my notebook, "Place going absolutely apeshit." It's September 3rd, 2008. I'm at the Excel Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening to the acceptance speech by the new Republican vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. The speech is the emotional climax of the entire 2008 presidential campaign, a campaign marked by bouts of rage and incoherent tribalism on both sides of the aisle. After 18 long months covering this dreary business, the whole campaign appears in my mind's eye as one long, protracted scratch fight over internet-fueled nonsense. Like most reporters, I've had to expend all the energy I have just keeping track of who compared whom to Bob Dole, whose minister got caught griping about America on tape, who sent a picture of whom in African ceremonial garb to Matt Drudge. And because of this, I've made it all the way to this historic Palin speech tonight, not having the faintest idea that within 2 weeks from this evening, the American economy will implode in the worst financial disaster since the Great Depression.